Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It is Forens the Foodie.
And we are back.
We back.
And I'm drinking today.
I'm not.
It's another apple juice concoction, except this time it's apple juice and Prosecco.
Okay, whatever floats your boat, do you?
It does. My boat is floating.
That's all that matters.
So today we are doing a credits episode and we are talking about the podcast series Sweet Bobby.
Yeah,
that was last a crazy episode one. We told you that you should listen to it before today. If you haven't, that's fine, but if you're bothered to, you should, because then you'll have thoughts and feelings and opinions.
Yeah, if you're already here, you listen to podcasts, so you might as well just listen to that one because it's worth it.
It is good, yeah. It's really good. So what I'll do is like do a recap of like the story, and then we can talk about our feelings, okay?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was like screaming in the car listening to this podcast. Like, is everyone okay? Is everyone all right? Yeah.
No.
So this podcast is hosted by this guy called Alexi Mostras, who kind of sounds like Louis Theroux, don't you think?
I haven't listened to it in a while, but I'll go with you and say yes.
At first, I was like, oh, I don't know, because narrators of podcasts, when podcasts aren't just like normal podcasts, like when they're like narrated and stuff, sometimes they can be really jarring. Like it just sounds forced.
Yeah.
So at first, I was like, oh, this really sounds forced. But then he started to sound like Louis Theroux, and I was like, oh my God, I love him. But yeah, so this story centers around this lady called Kirat Asi. She's in her late 20s at the time that this happened, and that's very important, yeah, because late 20s is like a pivotal stage in your life, okay?
But you're also a fully grown adult.
Yeah, you're a fully grown adult, but like you're a fully grown adult who's trying to think about having kids and getting married and like relationships and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's pivotal, but the point I'm making is you're fully grown adult.
I know what
point
you're making, and we'll get there. No, of course you're grown, yeah, you're 100% grown. So she works for this Punjabi radio station. She lives in West London, I think like Hounslow sides. And she meets this guy called Bobby online, and they hit it off and they embark on this 10-year long distance virtual relationship. The problem is that Bobby's a catfish. That's why this podcast exists, okay? So how did they meet? So they meet on Facebook, and Kirat has a cousin called Simran who has an ex-boyfriend called JJ who has a brother called Bobby. Yeah,
but this is the thing, it's all traceable connections.
These are real people, as in, you know, your cousin, or you know, she's real. Your cousin's ex-boyfriend, you know, he's real, and you know, he has a brother, Bobby. Like, why would you think anything other than thing? But then JJ dies, right? The ex-boyfriend of her cousin, he dies. And so then Bobby, his brother, reaches out to her, like, you know, oh, you're such a role model for him, like, all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of like, I mean, I'd be thinking, okay, you're doing a lot, because it's not like her and JJ were besties or anything.
And it's not even like, that is my sister, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin, who's like 10
years younger
than me. And people
have hella cousins, yeah, like,
like, how much of an impact did I really make? But cool, whatever, maybe this is your grief, whatever, yeah. So they have loads of mutuals on Facebook as well. So it's like, you know, like a verifiable person. And then also they talk about this one night where she's in Brighton at a hen do, they're in a club, and she sees Bobby. And obviously her and Bobby have been chatting on Facebook. So she goes up to him and is like, oh, Bobby, it's me, it's Kirat, right? But they haven't met before. And then he kind of, like, he doesn't recognize her. He looks a bit confused as to, like, who this woman is, even though they've been talking on Facebook sort of, like, quite consistently. But Kirat just thinks, oh, do you know what? It's, like, 2 a.m. He's probably drunk. Probably doesn't really, like, clock what's going on. Like, it's not that deep.
Kirat has to take ownership in this situation that she found herself in. I'm so sorry, she's the victim, but I just listened to it and I was like, sis,
yeah, like, and that's, these are the things that we need to discuss. I just want to give you guys context so you can come to your own conclusion. So they are like friends for a long time, and then Bobby goes abroad. So they're Sikh, right? And there's like a strong Sikh Kenyan community. So Bobby goes to Kenya and he gets shot, right? Which is really sad. And then he dies, which is even sadder. And then Kirat gets added to this like Facebook chat with like 40 people all talking about him. RIP Bobby, oh my goodness, can't believe this happened, blah, 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 blah. And so this is where it goes from the sublime to the ridiculous, yeah? Because now it turns out that Bobby's actually not dead, he's alive. And not only is he alive, but he's in witness protection in New York. So he went from Kenya having been shot to New York witness protection. So because of the witness protection, there's only so much that he can say and divulge and all that kind of stuff. And also, since being shot, he's now very, very sick, and he has strokes and heart attacks all the time. And then when he had an operation, his vocal cords were cut, so he can't really speak very much in terms of, like, on the phone. All of this just sounds very convenient, okay?
So where were you shot, first of all?
In That's Kenya. He was shot in Kenya.
No, I mean the body part.
In the body. Right.
Were you shot in the neck?
Why was the surgery in the throat? Maybe he was shot in the neck.
Okay.
Maybe he was shot in the neck. I just feel like I would have no issue with asking questions like this. I would be like, oh, so sorry to hear that you were shot. Okay, so where? What happened? What surgery did they do? Like, what was going on, kind of thing? Like, it's not about all being polite. Like, I would like to know.
This is someone who you're spending how many hours talking to a day? Like, basic things like this you should know.
And then you were in Kenya, shot in Kenya. Where did America come from? Like, I know, like, America, the government, they like to be in everyone's business, but why did they come to Kenya to get you to now put you in New York,
Manhattan,
to be specific? Why did they do that? Witness protection. What did you witness? What are they protecting?
Lordy, lordy me.
So her cousin Simran has a few work trips that take her to New York. So when she's in New York, she sees Bobby, and so she kind of talking to Kira, like, oh yeah, like, I saw him today, like, he's still in the hospital, but he's doing all right, blah 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 blah. Again, so this is like reinforcing, like, oh, you know, that she's seen Bobby and Bobby's real, okay? And her and Bobby Skype all the time. Now, this was back in the day where it was Skype and it wasn't Zoom, yeah? And Skype, the whole benefit of Skype is that you have a video, like, video chat, like, I see you, you see me. But Bobby wouldn't have a camera on, and it would be because he wasn't allowed to because of the witness protection.
Okay.
But Kira could have her camera on.
So you're under witness protection. The people from your pre-witness protection life know who you are. They can contact you easily, but you just cannot show your face. But they already know what you look like, and they don't know your name. The whole point of witness protection is so that you are a protected witness. Nothing about this is protected. Like,
nothing is protected. God. Why? Who am I? Why am I so special that I can know where you are? Why is the US government that flew you out?
But
from
why
Kenya?
Is it that I can know where you are, know your name, know what you look like, but you can't turn on your camera when you're talking to me? I already have all the information I need to do
if
something.
If I was
going to
get them to find you, I would have gotten them to find you. So strange. And there's also a bit where they talk about the fact that, so Bobby's married. So initially they're friends, okay? And Bobby's married, and he has like a kid, two kids, I think, a kid and a kid on the way. During the course of their friendship, his marriage breaks down. So now he is single, but he still sees his kids and stuff. There's a point where, like, Kira and Bobby are picking out clothes for the kids together. And then after they've picked out the clothes, Kira would see a picture on Bobby's Facebook of the kid in those clothes. So she's kind of seeing this kid as, like, her stepson and, like, all that kind of stuff, right? Cool. So all of this just makes her, like, really like him and stuff like that. So they go from friendship to relationship. This is around, I want to say it was 2018 that this happened. This started in 2009, I think. So then the relationship takes a turn because Bobby becomes really abusive. He gets really upset if she has friends. She stops hugging her male friends because she's like, oh, Bobby wouldn't like it. If she goes out, he's always complaining. She had, before him, she had like a on and off boyfriend, and Bobby's always like, oh, you think, you wish I was like him because he would let you out all the time, but I don't, blah, blah, blah. Cool. He becomes like really manipulative to the point where they'll be on the phone having an argument, and then he would now be having a stroke. I don't know how you can deduce someone's having a stroke over the phone, yeah? But he'll just now be having a stroke or a heart attack. Obviously, it's not funny, but it is funny because it's not true. But he'd be having a stroke and stuff, and so, like, there's so many times where she almost flew to New York, and then he'd be like, no, I'm fine, like, don't come. Just bare shit, yeah? And also, her family have spoken to him, and so, like, everyone is kind of on board with this relationship, even though there is no evidence that this guy is who he says he is.
Okay.
So he's meant to come and see her in London from New York. Again, with this witness protection, can you just fly around all willy-nilly? Are
Absolutely
we discussing the case
not.
That you're being protected from as a witness? What,
it doesn't
what,
seem so.
Like, 1+1 is giving cabbage. That's
yeah,
what he's doing right now.
It's just
it doesn't
all,
make any sense.
It's all vibes and bad ones at that.
And bad ones at that. So every time he's meant to come see her in London, he flops. This happens at least 6 or 7 times. And then finally, in fact, before that, there's one point in time where she's like, yeah, like, he was coming, so I, like, redid the kitchen because I wanted everything to be... I was like, girl, what the hell. But yeah, so one time he does come finally, but he refuses to see her. He's staying at this hotel in Kensington. So she goes, fuck it, I'm gonna go to the hotel and I'm gonna go and see him. Like, this is the love of my life. Like, you know, why wouldn't he wanna see me? So she goes to the hotel, and I'm just imagining this, like, in real life. Like, you as a real human being person has gone into this hotel, to the counter, to somebody who's doing their job, and said, oh, like, where's Bobby? Like, he's supposed to be here. And they're looking at her like, there's no one here by that name. So, like, you know, weird. And so then Bobby's like, oh yeah, I told them to say that because I don't want anyone to find me.
So why did you come?
So Kira's life by this point is kind of falling apart. She's isolated from her friends, she's losing weight, she quits her job because of the stress of everything. And remember, all of this has started, it's been like 10 years of all of this, starting from her late 20s, you're a big woman, starting from then, when your friends are getting married, having babies, buying houses, doing all these things, you are in this circle of Bobby, right?
Yeah, online.
Online, virtual, yeah. So she decides enough is enough, okay? She finally stands up and she hires a private investigator to find Bobby, which I don't know why she didn't do this before, but okay. But anyway, so many questions.
I don't know why she didn't just ask her... okay, well, actually, I do know.
Right. So she hires a PI. The PI finds Bobby's address and she goes there. So she drives to his address, okay? And I want you to picture the scene. He answers the door. And he's with his wife, right? Who, in her mind, in Kirat's mind, this is his ex-wife, because he told her that they were divorced. Him and the wife answer the door, and she is livid. Like, how could you lie to me? Like, how could you do this? And Bobby is confused as hell. Like, who are you? Yeah, like, who are you? And the wife, I was like, their relationship must be solid, because Kirat was like visibly. It wasn't even like pretending. She really, really felt like this guy was lying to her, cheating on her, deceiving her. So she was coming with vim, and the husband is like Bobby's like, I do not know this woman. And the wife believes him and is like, yeah, fam. If my husband said he doesn't know you, yeah, that could have ended somebody's relationship. But anyway, and then she's like, and then Bobby's like, okay, well, call me. You keep saying that I've been talking to you. Call me. I promise you it's not my number because I haven't been speaking to you. Maybe it's my brother. People mix us up, that kind of thing. She calls the number. Obviously, it's not him. And then Bobby, quote unquote Bobby, happens to call her at that time. And so her phone is ringing. It says Bobby, but she's standing in front of the real Bobby, who's obviously not calling her. And you think that that would be enough to be like, oh, something's up. But Kira is like, no, I bet your wife has gone back inside to call me with a different phone. Why would she be in on it? Why would the wife be... It was just to a point where I was like, you have become consumed with
But you have to at that stage, because you've given it how many years? So you can't sit there and admit to yourself this isn't real after you've wasted. And I will say wasted. Because it's different if you're a physical
relationship. There's no lesson to be learned from this. There's nothing other than don't be a fool. Yeah, there's no positive to come out of this. So she goes home, she drives home, and the whole way home she's on the phone to her cousin, like, I can't believe this guy, because Simran is like the closest person to her that knows this Bobby guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, sometime after that, Simran goes to Kirat's house and admits that it was her that was catfishing her. She was Bobby the whole time. She was using his pictures, and she was also all the other people in the story, all the 40 people in the group chat. Everyone was Simran.
But is this not a sickness?
Madness. So that is the background story. If you want more details and more, because we just literally summarized this real quick. Yeah. If you want more, listen to the podcast. But that's the gist of the story. Okay. And so our thoughts. I have so many thoughts, because in the first half, I was like, Kirat is so, so dumb. Okay, like, gullible at the very least, if you want to put it nicely. I still don't think that that means that this should have happened to her. And they have had lots of, like, there's videos on YouTube and stuff, and people's opinions say, you know, this could have happened to anyone, like, blah blah blah.
No,
I don't know that it could have happened to anyone, but I do think that people are probably more susceptible to it than they think. I think people think that, oh, this could never happen, in no respect. There's people who've spoken to people online. And, like, maybe didn't get to this point, but they realised, oh, okay, yeah, something's dodgy about this. Do you get what I mean? I think it takes a special kind of somebody for it to get to this stage. But at the same time...
I'm not like, I'll just come out and say, it's happened to me. Oh, is he a real person?
The American!
Is he a fucking real person?
Oh my God, that seems like ages ago.
I still wish I could, like...
Find.
Yeah, the get to the bottom of that.
Imagine if that turned out to be somebody that you knew, though. Do you know how fucked that would be?
I know.
Imagine how much more believable it would be if it was some, like, do you know what I mean? Like, say for example, I was a mutual friend of his.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, like, I don't know, I've just been MySpace friends with him for ages. You would then, it'd be a more credible.
Of course. I think I know what that story was. I think I've deduced in my head, but I just feel like, yeah, it's possible for anybody can be catfished, right? Yeah,
exactly. Anyone can be catfished.
It's very possible. But to this extent, it takes a very specific kind of person to have this happen to them.
Yeah. And to be honest, it's not even to say that Kirat's stupid, yeah. It's like you really allowed a lot of things, you ignored a lot of red flags, and that's a stupid thing to do. Do you get what I mean? Because I get that, because Simran, like, she. Fam, I don't know how she managed to get all her A levels or her. Because Simran, okay, let's talk about Simran. Simran is her cousin, 10 years younger than her. So Simran herself was 17 when this started. She got like hella good results at A levels. She works for like a high flying like company. She's in a really good position. She works in finance. And she was like really high up. She's gotten engaged. I don't know if she's married by now, but she's just been living her life like a normal person. Right?
But how
she's
do you like marry someone like this? But this, do you know what? Yeah, this will drive some. This could drive you to unalive yourself. I don't know. Like, if it was me, and someone did this to me, and then their whole life was just fine, I don't know if I would be able to.
They face no repercussions.
I don't know if I'd be able to live.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's criminal.
Yeah, it's Yeah.
It's crazy. And like, look at Kira however you want. Say she's stupid, say she's dumb, whatever. Okay, cool, she ignored hella red flags. They were red as hell, yeah. But at the same time, Simran really went out of her way to dupe her.
I can't even respond to my friends on WhatsApp on a regular day. How are you running a double life?
Mate, you had like 40 other accounts. How many email addresses? Like, it's just so crazy. It's crazy to me. There's just, and then it's like, you're the one who's validating. Like, even when Kira had doubts, because she had doubts along the way, but then Simran is saying, oh yeah, no, I've spoken to him, or oh yeah, like, I've seen him, or yeah, I know him. Like, why would you not think that? Okay, cool.
It's all as well, yeah.
And then, yeah. So then Kira is like, okay, fuck this fucking shit, yeah. She faints. Simran tells her she actually faints.
Yeah, which, but you have
I get you have to.
You blew up your whole life.
Yeah, literally. You pause. You are stuck
in time
and for nothing, for absolutely nothing. So she goes to the police because she's like, this must be a crime, and they're like, nah, babe, like, it's not. Like, catfishing is not a crime. So then she files a civil case. And they end up settling. So what Kira really wants is like a public apology. Like, you have embarrassed me and you fucked up my life.
Yeah, in front of the community as well.
A very tight-knit community. And she doesn't get that. Simran writes an apology, and it's not really, there's no accountability. And also, we're not allowed to hear the letter. If you listen to the podcast, you'll get it more, but she can't show us the whole letter. But the gist of it is very like, oh, like, you know, you felt this way, and like, that's, I feel bad for you, son, kind of thing. Kira rewrites the letter and sends it to her, and it's like, sign this, because this is the kind of apology that I would want. So Simran signs it, and then they get that letter back, and then that's settled. And I was just like, this doesn't prove anything. It doesn't explain why you did it. It doesn't show any remorse.
Yeah,
you don't take any accountability. Like, why the hell did you do this? And like, what's wrong with you up here that you could just do this and go on living your life? Like, that's
she's
wild.
A very scary person.
Very, very scary person. Like, someone in the podcast, one of the talking heads, is like, that I have no doubt that if given the chance, she would do this again. Like, you cannot reform that kind of person.
No, absolutely not.
And there's even on the podcast, people like her classmates who were like, yeah, she was a bit weird. Like, she would write her own, like, fake accounts to do Facebook comments to herself, and just weird. And then also, remember how she, her Bobby, quote unquote Bobby, and Kira were on Skype calls, like, overnight. They'd be on Skype calls the whole time. And there was one time when Simran was at a hen do, and the night of the hen do, when they were going out, she was meant to go out with them. One of her friends was like, yeah, she stayed at home. She said that she had work to do, but really, she was on Skype with Kira, trying to do American time. So you're actually like blowing up your own life
for this. Yeah,
you're like sacrificing things that you'd be doing. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
It actually makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And this is your cousin, and they were having like sexual conversations.
Well, they didn't say sexual; they said like intimate. So they were like,
"What?" Oh, so what does intimate mean?
But they said they didn't share any like pictures or anything like that. But I guess BFFR. They were talking about, I don't know. But it's kind of
either way. It was intimate. Intimate tends to be of a sexual like nature. Like it, and I think obviously coming from the community she comes from, she would struggle to say, "Oh yeah." Are you telling me 10 years in they didn't exchange anything? It's wild.
Yeah, the whole thing is
because wasn't there a point where they were like to her, are you a lesbian or something, to Simran?
To Simran?
I'm pretty sure that it came up like, why did you do this? Are you in love with her or something like that?
Oh, maybe. I mean, I don't remember that, but yeah, that makes sense. But then it's the thing, I don't think it's even about like...
No, it's not.
I think she just... I don't know, man.
It's not about that. I'm just adding that, saying that adds another weird layer of like... weirdness. Yeah, because it's like it's your cousin and you're actually having these kind of convos, like it's weird.
So they have this like in the civil trial, yeah, there's this bit where like, so Simran gets lawyers, and on the podcast you can hear all the correspondence back and forth, but there's one bit where their lawyers are like, well, actually we're gonna sue you, Kirat, because you were grooming Simran, because Simran was 17 when this whole thing started. And I screamed. I was like, are you fucking mad? You have stolen 10 years of my life here, and you have catfished me, and you're trying to say that I was grooming you, and I didn't even know it was you.
It's so fucking weird. It's so like, it's actually egregious.
I was like, I know lawyers have to lawyer, but like, come on, you can find another.
Have
you
some humanity.
Have a speck of humanity. That was crazy. Do you remember the conversation with Kirat's dad?
I kind of vaguely remember it.
So we hear Kirat's dad on the podcast. I think this is the last episode or second to last episode. And Kirat's dad, the thing is, you can't put culture aside with this because it plays a huge part. And I feel like their culture is very similar to our culture in terms of like, there's a hierarchy, you respect your elders, they care about what people think, like nobody really wants to rock the boat too tough when it comes to like other family members, right? Kirat's dad, certain people can read the apology letter, and Kirat's dad is one of them. And Kirat's been trying to get her dad to read the apology letter, and he won't do it, right?
Yeah, I remember this.
And then I think, if I remember correctly, like he reads it on the podcast, not out loud to us because we can't hear it, but he reads it and stuff. And he has the audacity to say like, oh, he feels sorry for Simran, which maybe he's saying like, you know, I feel bad because this whole thing has put, you know, a wrench between the families or whatever. I get that. And I get how he probably meant it, but it just came across so cold. And Kirat, even in the podcast, is like, what do you mean? How can you say that? Like,
yeah.
He didn't have enough vim for me.
No,
if somebody
didn't.
Had done this to my child, yeah, and my sister and I were talking about this episode, I was like, if you have a child and they did this to my child,
everyone's
getting
beaten.
Yeah, like, it's not because you're my sister and I love you so much that like I'm just gonna ignore what you've done to my child.
No,
are you crazy?
No.
And I think the connections are weird. I think whoever Simrat's relative is, that is related to them or all that stuff, their family, friends, whatever, he's older than Kirat's dad. So there's a level of like, oh, you know, it just seemed, he seemed very reluctant to like rock the
to
boat.
To step
or,
to him,
yeah. And I'm just like, that's your child, I can't lie. Like, I know she's not a child, she's an adult, but that is your child. Like, if your dad's not going to back you, who's going to back
up.
You?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Like, what the...
And even in the community, it kind of seems like Simran gets... like scot-free, because for her to be marrying, they marry within their community, so
yeah,
like,
exactly, so people must know
and she's still, yeah, they don't care. If anything, I'm sure they see Kirat as the weird one.
100%. Kirat was even saying that like now she doesn't even go to the parties and stuff that they have because she knows that she's gonna see Simran there.
So she even shows her face at parties. Like, there's no shame.
She's living there's none. She's living her life. And I don't blame Kirat, because if that was me and I see Simran, oh, it's on sight.
It's on sight.
Every time. But apparently Simran's like quit her job now.
I kind of think I found her, but I wasn't sure. She was on like LinkedIn. I saw like different Reddit threads posting her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because obviously after this came out, it's probably easy to find out who she is.
Yeah, and they baited first name, surname, boy. But I think in that community, that's not like Simran's a big name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. There were bear that came up, but yeah. Someone posted
so
like her actual LinkedIn. Yeah, they posted her actual LinkedIn, and they did it by checking to see what year she graduated and da da da. Like, they did real detective work, boy. Yeah, and I was like, good. Like, if your community wouldn't punish you, this is one time that the court of public opinion,
100%.
Let it punish you. I hope she never works again.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
And the truth is that she works in finance, so you're a dishonest person. You can't be in finance.
How can you? Yeah, exactly.
I hope she never works again. Like, I hope so.
It's just crazy to me. It's like, you're going to be someone's wife. You're going to be someone's mum. Like, something in the milk ain't clean. Like, something is off.
Yeah, she's tapped.
She's tapped, and there's no accountability, nothing. So even if there's hope for you to become a better person, how is that ever going to happen when no one's even acknowledged that you're a shit person right now?
No, yeah. I hope she never finds work again.
Crazy. I couldn't. But yeah, it just pissed me off, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kira, I think there is accountability to be had for her as well, because she was a big woman. Do you know what I mean? There's bare red flags, and like, ultimately, even if Bobby was real, so there's two schools of thought. Because even if Bobby was real, and she was in that abusive relationship, right? They do say that like it takes a long time, at least seven tries or something, before you like leave an abusive relationship, right? So my issue with Kira is more so about the beginnings of this, less about like, oh, you were in a relationship with him, and more about like, there were so many times when like, I don't know, man. Like,
I mean, this is not to say that abuse can obviously be verbal and emotional and stuff like that, but it's just like, you haven't met this person.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's always that element of how, before you allow someone to have such a hold on you, like, meet them.
At least see them on Skype.
It's not making any sense.
I feel like nowadays, though, like, this, because this started in 2009, I would like to think that wouldn't happen these days.
No, it would. Catfish is still a show, and people are still on there being fooled in the most basic of ways. Like, it's not even like the catfishes are being more.
Is there a new series?
It's not even like the catfishes are being more like whatever.
Deceptive.
Like, it's just, oh, the same shit. Oh, couldn't FaceTime, my camera broke, and you've been talking for 2 years.
So now I know that you're broke because you couldn't get a new camera in 2 years.
Girl, and it's all a mess. So don't. Yeah, this could definitely happen in this day and age because people
are. Be careful out there, guys. Be careful.
And obviously now with AI and all this stuff, it's even worse.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, once it becomes like free reign and people know how to use it easily, then people will be able to catfish to their heart's content.
Yeah.
And then we can have sympathy, because then it will be.
There was no way you could know. I honestly think God, I'm out of the game. I can't imagine going into the game with all this tech. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too fucking much. Like, then you don't even know if a guy really is meaning what he says, or if he's just gone to ChatGPT, copied a paragraph and sent it to. Nah, I'm so sorry, I can't.
I remember one time, this was ages ago, because this was MySpace days. Was it MySpace? What was that? I think it was MySpace. And then, so I was friends with a girl who was friends with a girl, and that girl said that she was chatting to this guy from South London, and like how he looked so much like Bow Wow, yeah. And so I saw the picture and I was like, this is Bow Wow. This is a picture of Bow Wow. This is not some guy who looks like him. This is him. She's like, no, like, he's from South. And like, he's, and so obviously we lived in like Northwest, yeah, at them times. So like, I was like, so you're going to trek to South London with your £1 a day Oyster card, yeah? And you're going to see someone who's clearly not this person, because this picture is of Bow Wow.
Mm.
And she's like, no, he just really looks like him. Okay. I was like, girl, be so real.
Girl, okay.
But that was more acceptable, because that was early 2000s.
But yeah, and I mean, when MSN like was a thing, like secondary school times, yeah, I would be like on MSN talking to this guy that was like Chris Brown, and like even then I knew that this isn't Chris Brown, but it was just funny and it was fun. Yeah. And he would tell me all these things, and in my head I'd be like, oh, it's Chris Brown, and it would just be fun. But I knew it wasn't him. Like, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to tour, da da da, Virginia Tappahannock, and I'd be like, yes. But like, I knew it wasn't him, but it was fun. Like, even at that age, yeah. He was like, oh, I'll fly you out. I was like, sure, Jan, but this is funny and fun. That's, but like, so you cool. knew. And whilst I agree that like, you can get catfished. Because, like, I'm married now. Say, like I said, it's happened to me before. But, like, first of all, I was seeing this person live and direct. Like, I could see it was the person they said they were. But, and this was before AI.
I don't remember that. We'll have to rehash this offline. Because I actually don't remember.
No, you do
thing.
Remember.
I remember it happening, but I don't remember, like, the ins and outs. I just remember his name. And I just remember him being like, he was going to come. And then he just never did.
Never did. Two times. So many
in
lies.
In the two times you're out. This one was like six, seven.
So many lies. Like, so many.
Because I remember there wasn't. You were going to America at one point.
So that was after I completely stopped speaking to him. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to America, let's meet. And he was like, oh, I'll fly you out. Because I was going to Houston. He was in Dallas or something. Somewhere else.
Was it in
Texas?
I can't
remember where it was. Atlanta. He was in Atlanta or something. Atlanta. No, he was in North Carolina.
Oh.
Because
okay.
I remember thinking, oh, it's J. Cole adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was like, I'll fly you out, but, you know, or I'll fly and come see you. And I was like, yeah, but like, it's not like the way you're thinking. I just want closure. And he was like, oh, I'm not flying out to have a conversation about all the things we've already discussed. And I was just like, yeah, this is fucking... Okay. And like, he is definitely someone that has a lot. In fact, I would borderline say like he definitely was like abusive and has a lot of abusive tendencies. Because even now, like, obviously blocked him on everything, we don't speak, but he'll like go and like stuff on LinkedIn, or like when I get a new job, like he'll send me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Till today.
Sometimes I'll go and I'll see that like he's looked at my LinkedIn.
That's crazy.
And LinkedIn is the deadest of all social medias. You're not gonna see jack shit. But it's just, I feel like it's a power trip to let me know that he's still about. And he would tell the most elaborate of lies that made no sense.
For no reason, unprovoked.
For no reason. Like, he was like, oh, when he moves here, he's going to buy a car. He's going to ship a car from America because there's this particular car you can't get. And I'm like, you're going to pay all that money to ship and you're going to drive a double side
of the road.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's worth it for me to have that car. Like, he was just weird, like, lies, okay, like, then. Cryptocurrency kind of, like, guys with lies and all this.
Okay.
And in every job he's ever worked, like, it'll be a company where there are three of them.
Not startup king.
Startup king starting to nowhere. Honestly, I just really wish I could get to the bottom. That's why I would love to know the truth of it, but I think I know the truth of it now.
What do you think the truth of it is?
I think the truth of it is he wasn't who he said he was, in the sense that I either think there are two things, because there's a time with FaceTime, and then I could swear it looked, because I've gone to uni in America before, it looked like an American Unicom. And the story he spun to me was that he was and it's the same thing actually, sorry to get there, it's the same thing, because he actually was friends, he claimed to have dated a girl that I knew's friend. So he came off the trip, and they followed each other on Twitter. So he came off the tip of, oh, like, I know her, I was just living in London, I was dating her friend, you know. And when someone says that to you, you're not really gonna go and be like, oh, let me ask this person. Do you know what I mean? So
but
you just,
I feel like you would, like, you do the CLB check. Okay, so like my boyfriend,
but you
when
only
I found
do
out that
CL-
he had a when he had a mutual, like a mutual of a mutual, I went to that person and I was like, yo, do you know this guy? I was like,
but
do you know
you
this
only
guy?
There are two ways to look at it. You only do that CLB check if you're really close to the person. Like, if you're cool enough to the person to ask them. That's
and
number
I was,
one.
Yeah.
And number two, sometimes when somebody says, oh, I know this person, you automatically relax. You don't necessarily feel that need to do
you
the
don't
CLB
check. Yeah, and it's
because
this person follows them back.
So yeah,
clearly,
so it's like
cool enough.
A girl, after all was said and done, I went to ask the girl. The girl's like, I don't know this guy. I've met, like, I only know him from Twitter. Like, I don't know him. He's not a friend of mine, weird as fuck. And like, he popped up out of nowhere. I'd never noticed him before, but we just vibed off of, he was like, oh, you went to uni in America, like start talking and stuff.
And then
like
it's like, what's the end goal? Like, what's the end goal? So how was this gonna end for you? Do you know what I mean? Like, what was it for? Like,
it
to
was
what
just
end?
It was just all like a mess. Like, the amount of lies, the amount of, like, bro, like, it was really weird. It was super
And it's weird because it really
weird.
Can really fuck up your, like, current, like, your reality. Like, yeah. What with Kira, like, she has
you
to quit her job.
Yeah, you easily get sucked into, like, bro, like, oh God, nah. The things that I did at that time, because you keep thinking to yourself, do you know what it is? And I can, not that I can identify with Kira, because I never would have gotten that far, but what I do think is that what happens is you reach a point where you've put so much time, like emotional time and all of that into it, and you say to yourself, something has to come of this. It couldn't have been all of this was for nothing. So because each interval where you're meant to reconfigure and think, should I continue this, you say that to yourself, you carry on, and that's how you wake up with 10 years down the line. Like this guy was saying to me, okay, he said he booked a flight and was meant to catch the flight, and then he drove to the nearest nearest airport, which was close to his mum's house, got there, and then he said that, oh, like, he thinks his passport needs renewing.
I remember
I was like, okay, go and check. He said his mum couldn't find a passport, he's gonna get a new passport, da 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 da. So he said, oh, I've put a new passport application in. This is 1 week to like when he was meant to fly to see me. And then he was like, I've put a passport application in, I haven't heard back from da da da. I called the embassy and they were like,
I remember being like, girl,
there is no one under that name that has applied for, like, because there were basic details it asks you for. So and I don't even know if those were real details. I asked him for,
but that's the details that you had, that he had given you.
It was like,
but why though? Do you get me? Like, why though? And the thing is, like, whatever mental issue is like plaguing these people, this is not new. Like, nothing under the sun is new. So I just wonder, maybe because we have the internet and we have technology, that like this is a manifestation of whatever mental illness is going on that wouldn't have been available before.
Of course.
Because people have been mad since the beginning of time.
Dawn
of
day.
But they just didn't have the internet to be mad like on.
Yeah, it's all crazy. But yeah, no, I mean, I say all this to say, I understand the thing of anyone can get catfished, that is true, but
yeah, but just to this extent,
it doesn't need to be to this extent. And I use myself as an example, because it's like, yeah, like for me, when I think back, I was like, when I think back, it's like a fever dream. Like, what the fuck was I doing? Like,
yeah, but then also, like, how old were you when this happened? We were like in college uni times, right?
Yeah, we're quite young. It wasn't college uni, just like early, you know, the 20s. Year after, yeah, early 20s, and yeah. There's no fucking way.
I think if it's gonna happen, that's when it should happen. I can't lie.
Yeah.
When you're in school, before you get a job.
But that's why I say late 20s is wild.
That's like it happening to us now.
Well, yes.
That's like happening now.
I'm in my 30s now, but yeah, it's literally happening now. What the fuck are you doing?
That's why
I said, I have a message from this morning. I listened to my friend's voice note and I've been meaning to respond. I ain't got the fucking time. And after this, I'll probably sleep. Like, where do you have the time to? No.
Yeah. It's so sad. It's actually, it's so sad for her.
Yeah. And then the thing is that you get to your late 30s and then you're like, okay, now I'm meant to be starting. I'm meant to be marrying. I'm meant to
start a family.
And it's just like, so much time has gone. People have moved on.
You've sort of like eroded your relationship, your friendships and stuff. And then also like your trust in people is also eroded. So even if you think, okay, fuck it, I'm moving on now, let me find someone, you don't trust anyone.
You don't trust anyone. The best thing for her to do is write a book.
Yeah, maybe that's what she's on, because she's been doing interviews and stuff. So
yeah, she should. Oh God!
And I'd recommend listening to the podcast. 100%.
I'll probably listen to it again.
Yeah, it's good. I listened to it, I think, like last week. It's only 6 episodes and they're not that long, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I don't know what we do next. Do you know what we're doing next?
It's gonna be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. We'll figure that out and then we'll put the trailer at the end, as always. This is the credits. So if this is your first episode with us, normally we recap documentaries, so that's why there's going to be a trailer at the end of the next documentary that we are going to recap. In the meantime, between time, you can find us everywhere, 2girls1doc. On TikTok, it's 2girls1doc podcast. You can email us on 2girls1doc@gmail.com. And that's that on that. Don't get catfished, guys. Be wise online.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye.
The last couple of years have been the scariest time that I can remember to be a woman. I myself have never been more afraid of walking home alone. But that's not the only way we are being targeted. There's an online subculture of men who are angry. They are taking to social media to express extreme beliefs.
the nature of women, of females, is pure evil.
F*** you, it's because of you, it's because of you that I'm a virgin, I have incel rage.
In August 2021, Jake Davison shot dead his mother. He then went on a rampage, killing a three-year-old little girl and three other people in his neighborhood.
Letting luck decide which lives he took, he turned his gun on himself.
This is something that you see in horror films. This isn't real life. Something significant about this particular tragedy is that the perpetrator left behind this online footprint that was connected to something called incel.
Women are very picky. They're very, 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 very picky. They do not want, need, or find average men attractive.
You forced me to suffer all my life, and now I'll make you all suffer.
When you see a standalone video, it doesn't seem as threatening as when you see this forum, this community of so many people who are sharing these views. How do you know who's just making a video because they've had a bad day and who's making a video because they might go in a few weeks and kill people?